Okay, welcome back to the Quicken Loans Studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And in our next conversation, we are going to take time to reflect on one of baseball's finest and remember the life of Padres Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn, who passed away on Monday, died of cancer at the age of 54, had an incredible Hall of Fame career spanning 20 seasons exclusively with the San Diego Padres. And it's always a pleasure to welcome back the reporter and analyst with ESPN's Baseball Tonight, and that is Tim Kirchen. Tim, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure, Lisa.
Well, baseball mourns the loss of one of the game's best hitters, and Tim, I thought Commissioner Bud Selig perhaps summarized it best by stating that, you know, Tony Gwynn was the greatest Padre ever and one of the most accomplished hitters that our game has ever known, but it was his all-around excellence on the field that was surpassed by his exuberant personality. I mean, there's so many fond memories of Tony. What comes to your mind when you think of him?
Well, I think of my first extended discussion with him, and it was a conversation. It wasn't a question and answer period where I was just a reporter and he was the player. It was a conversation, and that's great. That's what we reporters always try to get into with a player, and with Tony, it was easy because he was so respectful of other people, including, in this case, a dinky little sports writer like me, that he talked to me instead of around me or without any care at all. And then the next time I saw him was about a month later, and I approached him. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, "What are we going to talk about today?" What are we going to talk about? Meaning he remembered our conversation from a month ago.
Sure.
He had enjoyed it to the point where now he was interested in talking some more. And it became another conversation. And this may not mean anything to most people, but to me, it speaks directly to how personable a guy Tony Gwynn was. You know, the media for a lot of people is the enemy. Tony never looked at it that way. He looked at it as this is another person doing a job. This is a person who wants to talk about baseball, and that's what Tony did better than anyone.
Oh, I love listening to you share just some of those memorable encounters with Tony Gwynn. I mean, he was welcoming, he was approachable, but I understand that he treated everyone the same, whether you were a bat boy or the club president, correct?
Yes, and that was the best thing that he did. And I've run into a few players along the way who were like that, but nobody better than Tony Gwynn. And the stories that he would share about other people were just fabulous. And the way he was with his teammates was tremendous. You know, I just talked to a bunch of his teammates from way back when I saw the Mets the other day. And Tim Tuffle, who played briefly for the Padres with Tony, told me that Tim Tuffle was having trouble with his swing. And he went in and looked at all the tapes, and he really couldn't figure out what was wrong with his swing. And Tony was right there to help, but he didn't offer any help until Tim Tuffle looked at him and said, "Tony, I think I know what's wrong. Here it is." And Tony said, "That's exactly what's wrong." Meaning he pointed it out to Tim Tuffle, but instead of being overbearing and saying, "Hey, here's what you're doing wrong," he let Tim Tuffle figure it out for himself, and then he confirmed, "This is your problem. You fix this, you're going to be fine." And then Tim Tuffle fixed it, and Tony Gwynn had a big smile on his face, as always.
We're so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell having a wonderful conversation with Tim Kirchen, the reporter analyst with ESPN's Baseball Tonight. And you just share, you know, what a tremendous teammate he was, a joy to be around. But Tim, I'd love for you to talk about his approach, his work ethic to become one of the game's most prolific hitters. I mean, he did not achieve this status by accident.
No, he's the hardest working player that I've ever been around. And believe me, I covered Cal Ripken every day, and to say that somebody worked harder than him is really saying something.
Wow.
Tony Gwynn basically revolutionized the use of video in baseball. And here's how he did it. He used to have his wife, or he did it himself, tape the games on TV using those clunky VHS tapes and things like that. Then he would take those tapes on the road with him in a giant crate, and the equipment guys would help him carry it around, and he would watch in his hotel room or in the clubhouse. He would watch those tapes because, hey, the guy I taped who pitched last week is pitching tonight. And Tony bought all the equipment himself. I mean, he didn't tell the Padres, "I need your help on this." He bought all the equipment, and he hooked it all up himself. Bob Guerin, one of his former teammates, told me the other day that Tony would be standing on a chair, you know, putting one plug into another on a TV that was hooked up at the top of the room. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
But this is what he would do in order to prepare himself for the next game and the next at bat. And now every team has two video coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Every player can get any at bat they want on their iPhone if they want to. Tony was doing that by hand, by himself, in the early 80s. And that's what separated Tony Gwynn from everyone else during his time.
Well, no doubt about it. Tony Gwynn certainly did his homework, his preparation, always, as you were saying, searching for ways to improve. Share a little bit about, in terms of, and give some insight, Tim, on the relationship with Ted Williams. I mean, was he a Ted Williams disciple?
He absolutely was, and I can tell you that Ted Williams was a very difficult man to talk to, only because he was so brilliant and so precise and so, he was just so intimidating to talk to. Believe me, I talked to him myself, but he and Tony hit it off beautifully because, of course, they spoke the same language, the language of hitting, and that was crucial. And the famous All-Star game in 1999 at Fenway Park, when all the All-Stars gathered around Ted Williams just to get close to him, just to see what he was like, just to be near him and look in his eyes and hear his voice, those All-Stars surrounding Ted Williams, that was orchestrated by Tony Gwynn. He told his guys, come on, let's go talk to Ted. He'd love to talk to you guys, and you guys would love to talk to him. And during that conversation, Ted famously asked Mark McGwire, can you smell the smoke coming off your bat when you really hit a ball really well? And that's the kind of relationship that Tony had with Ted, and then for a brief time, he brought it to the rest of the All-Stars that night. It was the most memorable All-Star game I've ever been to, and it was mostly because of what happened before the game, not what happened during the game.
Tim, take us back to 94, because the player strike prevented Tony Gwynn from potentially hitting 400.
Right. I think he would have hit 400 that year. And the kicker for me in that season is that he told me that he used basically one bat for that entire season. He didn't use it against all difficult left-handed pitchers who might get the ball in on him and break his bat, but he basically used one bat the entire season, which is just unbelievable to think about that. And he told me that he broke that bat the following spring on a backfield taking batting practice alone against one of the Padres coaches, Rob Picciolo. And Tony told me, when I broke that bat, he said, I almost started to cry.
Oh, Tim Kirchen is along with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We are quickly running out of time. A little did you know, Tony Gwynn faced Greg Maddux 107 times in his career, and Maddux never struck him out. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is, and Greg Maddux was quoted many years ago talking about his career and how he could do things to hitters that essentially other pitchers simply couldn't do, and how he had so much success doing certain things. And then, I'm going to use a bad word here, kind of, he said, and what I did worked against everyone except for that bleeping Tony Gwynn. And he meant it with the greatest respect, that
sure,
nobody could figure out what he was doing in a certain situation except for Tony Gwynn.
Okay, so Tim Kirchen, now Tony Gwynn, we have to share with the listeners, he was so much more than a hitter. I mean, he won 5 gold gloves in right field, stole 319 bases, including 56 in 87. That's huge.
Right. People forget. The people at the end just see him as an overweight, kind of fat little guy who could still really hit, but they forget what a great athlete he was. It's been 80 years since anybody had a .338 lifetime average with 300 stolen bases. That's how well-rounded Tony Gwynn was. And defensively, he was terrific. Nobody went to the right field line, caught the ball, and threw to a base better than Tony Gwynn. That was another specialty of his. And this comes partly from his basketball days. People forget he was a great point guard for 4 years at San Diego State, which is amazing because his hands were so small, He couldn't even palm a basketball.
That's incredible.
He was a great basketball player drafted by the Clippers in 1981.
It is such an honor to have you along with us at YSR. Thank you so much, and we hope to catch up with you again real soon.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.